Support for the Morning News comes from the Homer Foundation. Spring is a busy season for community grantmaking on the Southern Kenai Peninsula. Scholarship committees meet, city grants are awarded, and the Homer Foundation's Youth Advisory Committee reviews proposals and recommends funding for youth-focused programs. Information about community grants, scholarships, and the Homer Foundation is available at homerfoundation.org. The Homer Foundation. Give. Grow. Grant.
For Thursday, July 9th, 2026, I'm Simon Lopez with KBBI's Morning News. State lawmakers are debating whether to include a controversial tax change in a bill aimed at easing the financial case for the Alaska LNG project. The change, known as the pass-through entities tax, would expand Alaska's 9.4% corporate income tax to cover privately held companies in the oil and gas business. That would subject private oil and gas producer Hilcorp and Alaska LNG lead developer Glenfarne to the same corporate income taxes paid by publicly traded companies like ConocoPhillips and ExxonMobil. Glenfarne and Governor Mike Dunleavy opposed the change. Meanwhile, the Alaska Chamber and eight other trade groups sent a letter to legislators urging them to leave the pass-through entities tax out of the bill. Katie Kapowski is president and CEO of the chamber.
All of the organizations and industries represented on that letter have a very real concern that they're next.
In the letter, the nine business groups call the pass-through entities tax, quote, unrelated tax policy. They say the change could chill investment not just on the Alaska LNG project, but throughout the state's economy. But proponents say it is related. Backers say the tax change would counter an expected reduction in tax revenue during the construction phase of the gas pipeline if the project moves forward. Independent Anchorage Representative Kai Holland says taxing pass-through businesses isn't his first choice for solving the problem, but he says the state needs some way to pay for government services.
I'm not going to cut education and cut other public services to support the project. And at the same time, I'm not going to be naive and think this project can be successful if we don't help communities and our agencies be able to fully engage and support it.
Holland says he sees the tax change as inevitable, and he says making the change now rather than later makes the Alaska LNG project less risky for gas buyers and investors. A conference committee working out a final draft of a bill cutting billions in property taxes for the Alaska LNG project included the tax on pass-through entities in its latest draft. Many Senate Majority Caucus members say they see it as essential, but it's not clear if it has the votes to pass the House. Lawmakers are expected to return to Juneau next week for more meetings and a possible vote on a final bill as the special session continues. And in other news, Kenai Peninsula School Board members got their first look Monday at a slew of district-wide policy proposals pertaining to the use of artificial intelligence. The policies address everything from academic honesty to student data privacy. KDLL's Ashlyn O'Hara reports.
The proposed policies were crafted by members of an AI-specific committee established by the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District last year. The move came after Alaska's Education Department published its own AI policy guidelines for school districts. Amanda Adams said in an interview with KDLL those state guidelines served as the committee's starting point. She's the district's virtual learning coordinator and is facilitating the committee.
One of the first things that that group did last fall was take a look at the framework, the AI framework that the state put out, and compare that with the training and decisions and basically overall philosophy and approach and everything KPBSD had that was AI related.
The state published model policies for school districts interested in putting something similar together. But Adam says the local committee favors folding language about AI into the district's existing policies. One addressing student records, for example, would change to bar teachers from feeding student data into AI platforms not approved by the district. Another, pertaining to electronic communications, subjects AI use to the same guidelines as social media platforms. The biggest proposed change addresses academic honesty for students. Among other things, the policy defines academic honesty, outlines how AI tools can be used responsibly, and sets consequences for inappropriate use of AI, like plagiarism. Not all board members agree the proposed changes are adequate. Micah Van Buskirk represents the Eastern Peninsula. She said during a board policy committee meeting Monday, the academic honesty proposal does not provide enough specificity to teachers or students about what level of AI use is acceptable.
I feel like we need more guardrails in here to give teachers authority to say whether or not an assignment can be AI can be used in an assignment or not. I think it's really important that we let teachers say this is acceptable in this situation, it's not acceptable in this situation.
But Assistant Superintendent Carrie Denderant says AI is a moving target and issued a word of caution. She says AI technology is evolving faster than the board can implement policies.
If you are putting such strict parameters, it may really limit where we're going to be continuously changing the language.
In an email, Denderant said district staff already have access to generative AI tools like Magic School and Google Gemini, as well as to training on how to use those tools. She says the district does not track AI subscriptions or tools that employees use or pay for, independent of what the district provides. School board member Kelly Cizik says district staff are not the only ones who could benefit from a sort of AI 101.
I would like training as well, or just to see how this is being rolled out, how it operates, and what those boundaries and things are that are going to be in place. I know personally, there's many times where my daughters are like, Mom, that's AI.
Nationwide surveys suggest student AI use is increasingly common. Data published by College Board last October found a majority of surveyed high school students reported using generative AI for homework. Van Buskirk, the Eastern Peninsula representative, requested the AI policy on academic honesty undergo further review by the full school board. She says the wording is at odds with what she wants the district's AI philosophy to be.
AI is here. We can't fight it. But I think it's really, really important right now that we carefully examine how we use it and that our students aren't using it to bypass the learning process.
All policy changes are subject to approval by the full board. The district's proposed AI policies are available on the district's new meeting website at egov.kpbsd.org. District administrators hope to implement new AI policies by the beginning of the new school year. Reporting in Soldotna, I'm Ashlyn O'Hara.
And that's it for this morning's news. You are listening to KBBI AM 890 at Homer, 88.1 FM in Seward through translator K201AO and online at kbbi.org. News tips and story ideas can be emailed to news@kbbi.org. This morning's newscast included stories from Alaska Public Media's Eric Stone and KDLL's Ashlyn O'Hara. Concert on the Lawn is coming up this Saturday from noon to 7 p.m. at Karen Hornaday Park. Come celebrate KBBI and our community with live music from local favorites, including the Spit City Slickers, English Bay Band, and the KB Brass Band. More information and tickets are at kbbi.org. Listening, and good morning.